This is Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When the AP and other news outlets began calling the presidential race for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris over the weekend, some people in Quebec felt a special connection to the new vice president-elect. Kamala Harris moved to Montreal when she was 12 and attended Westmount High School, a public high school in Montreal, where she graduated from in 1981. We wanted to spend a little time learning more about Harris's years in Quebec and how the province is reacting to her historic victory in the presidential contest. Joining us now is Chloe Rinaldi, a reporter and researcher at the CBC in Montreal. Chloe, it's nice to have you join us.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So can you talk a little bit first about why Kamala Harris and her mother and sister moved to Montreal in the first place back in the 70s?
Yes, definitely. So Harris's mom actually had a teaching job at McGill University's affiliated Jewish General Hospital, where she worked as a researcher. And so during that time, Harris and her sister went to Westmount High, and there she spent about 5 years. And it was interesting because we got a chance to talk to some of her former classmates. We spoke with Wendy Kagan, and her story was especially powerful because she talked about how when she was younger, she was actually molested by her stepfather. And she turned to Kamala Harris as someone to confide in. And then Harris had actually told her mom about this, and her mom had gone involved. And then Kagan had moved in with the family for a couple, I think for the rest of that year. And so Kagan was just telling us about, I guess, just how special Harris was and just how she always was looking out for other people and how big her heart was. And I think that story was especially powerful. And she said that she's still in contact with Kamala Harris, and she said that she feels that Harris is probably more sensitive to issues about women and people in that kind of situation, and has really become an advocate for women. And then someone else who we spoke to.
Well, let me stop you there, Chloe. We'll get to some of the other reactions from people that you've been hearing about.
Sure.
But tell us a little bit more about what Westmount High was like and what was happening in Montreal in the late 70s and early 80s that would have shaped Kamala Harris's experience at the school.
Yeah, so I want to say that, especially in Montreal, it's a very diverse, very multicultural area. So I think that was especially significant for her to be there as someone of color. And even now, so her Westmount High had actually tweeted about her, kind of giving her a huge congratulations and super proud, saying congratulations to our Westmount High night. And even here in Montreal, we had our mayor, Valérie Plante, who congratulated her for breaking down the glass ceiling.
I believe at the time as well, Chloe, I mean, there was a lot of tension in Quebec. There was, the strong separatist movement. And so there was a lot. Kamala Harris would have experienced a lot of tension. And she had moved to Westmount High from a French-speaking high school where she attended for a little while when she first moved. It sounds like she was quite homesick for California and maybe struggling with a French-speaking school, and so moved to Westmount High. So she would have had a lot of these experiences of sort of eye-opening perspective on Canadian politics at the time, too.
Yeah, I bet. And there was a referendum as well in the 90s. So I could only imagine how challenging that must have been, especially coming, hopefully, since she had a French background, that must have helped. But there were tensions kind of between language and that in Quebec at that time.
So as you mentioned, you've been talking with some of her classmates. What do they say Ms. Harris was like when she was in high school?
Mm-hmm. So I spoke with Dean Smith. He's an athletic coach now, and he's one of her former classmates. And he was talking about just how kind she was to everyone, even 40 years ago, how she was always smiling. And the person that we see today on the TV is still the same person that he remembers. He was also talking about how she was really kind to everyone, regardless of their skin color or gender, and how Harris is always somebody to look up to. And he says that even today, young people in Montreal, boys and girls, could always look up to her. And he says that this win is a win for a woman of color and for young people who are watching, who see her as an inspiration. And it was funny, since he's an athletic coach, he was just saying that this is like the championships, and he's happy that the good guys won because she really is a good guy. And then another thing that was nice is just that he was saying that she's really someone that young people, regardless of where you come from, if you are an immigrant, you could succeed. And if you work hard, you could definitely get to whatever you dream of.
Do you think it's mainly classmates or those with a personal connection to Kamala Harris who were feeling this connection, or did that sort of happiness or reaction or bond with Kamala Harris as vice president-elect extend to others in Montreal? I mean, what was the reaction in Montreal in general to the news that Biden and Harris were the projected winners?
Yeah, so when it was announced that Biden had won, you could hear people honking their cars and celebrating downtown in Montreal. And I think for so many Montrealers, like we were talking about before, that it really was about Kamala Harris as well. And we took so much pride in just her having lived here even for just a few years. And it was funny. So on Saturday, a producer sent me out with a cameraman to kind of just get people's reactions on the street. And while we were driving in the Plateau area, kind of central downtown, someone had just draped an American flag from their balcony, and they were cheering with champagne. And I remember with my cameraman, we were just honking at them, and we asked them if they wanted to come on TV, and they had agreed. So they came downstairs. And there are two former New Yorkers, they were just talking about, I guess, just how happy they were, how proud they were to be American in that moment, and just how, I guess, satisfied they were after all those long days of waiting and kind of refreshing their phone to see who had won, since it was such a close race. And one person who I spoke with, his name is Max Clark, and it was funny because he mentioned that he didn't necessarily vote for Biden at first, and then he kind of decided to support him during the presidential run. And so it was interesting because he was just talking about how happy he is that Kamala Harris will be the next vice president-elect, and I think that was very powerful. And then another person who I spoke with, Amy Rosenbluth, she was just talking about how after this long and stressful time of not being sure who was going to be president, she was just happy that it was Joe Biden and not Trump. And she was hoping to kind of see, I guess, some change coming for the next 4 years.
So some of the expats you've spoken with in particular are pleased about this change in who's in charge in American politics.
Yes, exactly. Definitely. And I think that for them, some of the people who I spoke to, I think Montreal as well is kind of, I want to say, more left-leaning, more democratically aligned. We're pretty liberal as a city since it's such a big urban center. And I think that because of that, people really did kind of side or kind of root for Joe Biden to win, especially on issues like healthcare, some things that many of us here in Quebec take for granted is our universal and free healthcare system. So I think those kind of policies, we really sided with Joe Biden. And then also Biden's approach to the pandemic. I think that many people here in Quebec, we have pretty strict lockdown measures. So I think that a lot of us are kind of hoping to see that as well, maybe in the U.S.
Well, you're noting a couple of areas where policy is going to be very important. Certainly the border mm-hmm. closure, which has been going on now for several months and looks poised to continue perhaps even into the summertime. And then also healthcare policy, which is a big area of focus for Democrats and for all Americans as we grapple with what our healthcare policy could be. Do you hear people in Quebec talking about how they think Kamala Harris's experience in Montreal might have an impact on U.S.-Canadian relations when Biden and Harris are in the White House?
I mean, I want to say that people are hopeful that maybe she will kind of be more empathetic towards Montreal, or I guess towards Canada in general, and kind of more sensitive to issues or maybe tensions in different foreign policies.
Do you have any in particular that people are talking about beyond the sort of immediate issue of border policy? Where are they hoping for a more friendly reaction given the typically friendly relationship that Canada and the U.S. have?
It's a tough one. I want to say especially with business, we want to see as much support as possible. And then, like you were mentioning, hopefully for opening up the border, of course, when the time is right, they'll make the right decision.
Chloe, Kamala Harris doesn't talk much about her years in Canada. It's not much of a focus in her autobiography. And, you know, it hasn't been an issue that's come up much on the campaign trail. And that may be a little bit surprising because previous candidates on both sides with significant experience living in other countries have found that sometimes that gets questioned. You know, they get questioned about their alliances or loyalty. And that didn't seem to come up with Kamala Harris, either in her bid for the presidency or once she got on the Biden ticket. I'm curious about that, but also if people in Quebec are disappointed that she doesn't highlight her formative years. I mean, she went to high school in Quebec. She went to high school in Montreal. That's a big time for any young person. Are they expressing mostly just excitement now, or is there a sense that, come on, you got to talk more about this?
I think a lot of us kind of understand since it only was 5 years, but of course high school are those formative years. But either way, we're just proud that she was here, and maybe down the line she might give us kind of a tip on the hat or some kind of homage. But no, you're right. She hasn't talked about it very much.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us what you've been hearing from people in Montreal as they react to the news that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were elected and will be in the White House in 2021. Chloe Rinaldi, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.